It's hard to talk about Governor Cuomo's potential race for re-election next year for governor without discussing the presidential race in 2020 and whether Cuomo will be a candidate. The governor, for his first 6 years in office, kept a low national profile. But in 2017, he stepped up his appearances on national news shows, and he's taken on President Trump on issues like climate change. He's also been very vocal in his opposition to the federal tax overhaul, calling it a dagger in the heart of the state and saying it penalizes blue, high-tax states like New York.
What they're really doing is they're using New York as a piggy bank to pay for the tax cuts in other states.
Cuomo is also helping Puerto Rico to get power and services back after the devastating hurricanes, stepping in to fix a problem that the federal government was not addressing.
We have about 100 doctors who are prepared to go and help, and we have about 200 nurses who are prepared to go down to help.
For the record, the governor has only said that he intends to seek re-election as governor in 2018. Former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, who's now a senior fellow at Demos Action and a frequent columnist for The Huffington Post, says Cuomo brings both strengths and weaknesses to a re-election campaign as well as a potential presidential run. He says the governor has a solid record on legalizing gay marriage, gun control, and offering free tuition to some middle-class students at state universities.
He's a city governor. He's articulate. He has a record that he can talk about. He's been raised a fortune. He's got good relations with most of labor.
But he says Cuomo's record is that of a traditional politician, but it's a time of great political upheaval.
The world of politics is changing, and what passed for leadership in the olden days is not necessarily leadership today.
New York's junior Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's also up for re-election in 2018, is, like Cuomo, considered a potential 2020 presidential candidate. Gillibrand does not have the name recognition of Cuomo. She's also not as skilled in fundraising, but she's been gaining a lot of national attention for standing up for women who are sexually harassed. She drew the ire of President Trump, who tweeted that she would do anything to get money from donors, and has said her longtime political patron, former President Bill Clinton, should have resigned from office for sexually related transgressions. Brodsky says Gillibrand may be more the model of a politician of the future.
And what will matter more is whether or not Democratic primary voters think they can beat Trump, because all else, ideology, regional differences, ethnicity, all going to vanish. The Democratic primary voter in 2020 is going to look for the person most likely to win.
Before any of that happens, though, the governor faces a number of obstacles in the new year. The state has a $4.4 billion deficit, and there's uncertainty over the effects of the federal tax overhaul on the state's finances, as well as possible big funding cuts by President Trump and Congress. And several of the governor's former associates, including a former top aide, go on trial for corruption beginning in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.